We'll get back to that later. It is time right now for Brewocracy. Now on KPTZ, your local community radio station in Port Townsend. My name is Tim Quackenbush. I'm here with Port Townsend City Manager John Morrow. And this is a special day for Brewocracy now. We always talk about things that are happening in Port Townsend, and you may have heard about something coming up soon in Port Townsend, well, soon, August. And we have with us also Adam Zaks. Adam Zaks is the creator of the Thing Festival, and also the creator of the Sasquatch Festival, which you may have attended in the past. This is going to be so much fun. Welcome, John Morrow and Adam Zaks.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim. Good to see you. Adam, great to see you. I'm really excited.
Me too. It's been a long time coming.
We've been waiting for 2 years or more. Well, hey, Tim. Tim and I are technically co-hosts, but you know, let's be honest here. This is a collision of bureaucracy, which I tend to represent. I do this weekly show here with the community. Born from COVID, I used to do coffee meetings. Still have the coffee nearby. And you know, the collision of bureaucracy and cool is just a fascinating swirl of maybe difference. But we're not here to listen to me and Tim necessarily. We're here to hear about this festival called Thing.
Great. What do you want to know? I'll tell you anything you want to know.
One thing that comes to mind is we all attended 2019. I had a great time, and I know many people did, and I just love the format that you came up with. And so this year, it's been a while, 2019 to August 26th through 28th. What are the differences between then and now? How has this festival evolved, especially given everything that you've been through in your planning stages?
Well, a few things come to mind. A lot of them are just that, you know, the first year there were so many unknowns that that we had to work through, and we, you know, we feel like it went really well, and we earned a lot of trust. But knowing what we know now, we'll do a whole lot of things differently in terms of how the site functions, like things like ingress and egress, and perfecting the shuttle services and those types of things, which make for a better experience, but maybe not like the most thrilling radio interview. Aside from that, we were really emboldened by the fact that people showed up for some of the earlier acts and some of the lesser known. Can you hear the rooster in the background?
I do hear the rooster. It's a nice touch, man. Nice touch.
I live on Vashon, and we have...
That's a real rooster, folks. Real rooster.
Yeah, there's just nothing I could do about it. So anyhow... So people showed up early in the day and were a great audience for some of the less known acts. So it really emboldened us to like really go for this music discovery aspect of the event and just try and find the best that we could procure from around the world of up and coming talent, and knowing that this is an audience that I think is kind of up for that.
And so when you sat down with that blank page in front of
it's a great opening.
Yeah, I love it, man. For a second, I thought really it sorry. Was a cell phone thing, but no, it's a real rooster. Congratulations. But when you sat down with that blank paper in front of you, how did you come to Port Townsend as a venue?
Oh, so we've been aware of Fort Worden and Port Townsend for, you know, my whole life, really. I think the first time I attended was as a kid on a school trip. I grew up mostly in Olympia, and it really just stuck with me. It's a super special place. And then about, I guess, a dozen years ago now, I was in the thick of producing the Sasquatch Festival out of the Gorge, which didn't really allow for any capacity to take on any other ventures. That was a big undertaking for me. And but it just always stuck with me, like, man, if we were to do something a little more intimate and, you know, with a little more of a funky bent, this would just be an incredible place to do that. And then we finally got that opportunity in 2019. after the Sasquatch Festival ended in 2018.
I don't know if John Morrow has a question for you. I have so many. I'm gonna rattle one off, and that is, you know, the 2019 festival had this wonderful mix of I don't want to call it family friendly arts. I think you know what I'm talking about. It was a music festival and arts festival. Is that a kind of a theme that you're continuing this year?
Yeah. So we're really keen on just differentiating this. There's just, you know, there's an awful lot of festivals around the country now, and that really wasn't the case a decade ago. And that's a good thing, but there's also an awful lot of them that just look the same or look like they were programmed by AI or something. You know, there's big corporations taking giant risks, and so they book household names. You know, it's kind of obvious what happens there. But, you know, I work for a nonprofit organization, Seattle Theater Group, and we've got a mission that and motivations that are beyond financial. And and now I'm forgetting what your original question was.
Just if that theme will continue.
The things outside of music. Yeah. Right. So this effort to differentiate the event, I'd say this is another difference from year one is, we threw a lot at the wall in year one, just because, like, and the weirder the better. And some of it were great, and some of it, you know, we've edited out, let's say, in this year. And you know, I won't call the things that didn't work great, but the things that did work well are like the Luminarium, which is the giant inflatable outdoor art piece created by a company called Architects of Air. They built a brand new one of these, a little bit bigger than the one that was there last time, and we're bringing that back. And I think that'll become like a signature piece of this event. There'll be a, you know, hopefully a new Luminarium each time we do it. And then the music discovery piece I've already talked about. What we haven't yet announced mostly is the non-music and comedy programming, and which there's more to come there. Speakers, perhaps some film programming. We did the live read of the Officer and a Gentleman script in our first year, which was really fun and felt like we were walking on a high wire a bit because none of us had ever done it. And it seems kind of simple, but it really isn't. And we ended up with this incredible cast of people doing it, led by John C. Reilly. And so we're keen to maybe try it again, but just do it a little better. And we haven't quite figured out if there's a film that makes sense. You know, Officer and Gentleman, you know, made perfect sense in that first year, of course. But so we're still thinking about what can we do new and different that is beyond music. And I would say there's probably more workshops and community programs this year. That's a big part of what Seattle Theater Group does. And in fact, we produce a dance camp every summer called Dance This at Fort Worden. And that's been happening for a decade. So we've actually been working at Fort Worden in concert with Centrum, who are wonderful. And so there'll be more of that as well.
You know, I get the feeling that you understand this place so well. And John, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you made it to the last thing. Is that correct?
No, I came out for my interview in 2019 in June, and then flew back to New Zealand where I was at the time, Adam, and then knew that I was going to miss it and was sort of devastated because it was actually my birthday weekend, and but knew it'd be back, and was getting excited in 2020. And frankly, you know, it's been a disappointment for all sorts of reasons, which probably, you know, we don't need to get into, but it'll be my first thing. So I can't, before FCC regulations, encourage people to go, but I can certainly say that I am really excited to be there. And so is my family, you know, and I guess maybe I'll pivot that to a question because, you know, you can see the poster, which is fabulous, and, you know, get some real love baby from Father John Misty or float on with Modest Mouse. But I guess just kind of going down the lineup, I do wonder, and this has been put to me by some folks who I might be related to and friends with. So it takes you about 13 or so major acts to get to the first female act. And maybe we can talk about what you said earlier There's a real focus on discovery, which I really like how you put that. Talk to me about that discovery and even representation beyond kind of the standard big name acts or even just the all male acts.
Yeah, so there's quite solid female representation on the lineup. It is unfortunate that it's weighted toward, you know, it's some of the more developing artists, but I think that's just a reflection of where, you know, the music industry has been slow to evolve. A lot of the big name female artists are in, you know, do pop music. Not all, of course. There's big female artists that are not pop, but it's heavily weighted that way, which is not the tenor of this event. So that's why it's more up and coming names. But I think they're the most exciting names on the lineup for real. Like Lito Pimienta, I would draw people's attention to. Lorraine is incredible. Spelling, a wonderful new artist. Aruj Aftab, who's a Pakistani artist, lives in Brooklyn. Faye Webster, I'm actually really proud of the female representation on the lineup. And in terms of representation overall, we have it's 50% non-white artists. And, you know, the nomenclature is evolving about how to say it, but that's how I'm choosing to say it in this moment is 50% of the performers are non-white. And that's a very conscious decision to improve representation and you know, make some societal progress while we're trying to have fun.
And you know, that's the first thing that came to me when I saw that lineup. I'm glad you kept that international bent because just from the last festival, much of this music was new to me. I mean, Tank of the Bangas, Cafe Talked, I knew about them. Still, there were a lot of names in there that were, as much as I love new music, were totally outside of my sphere. And then I found myself in with like 1,000 people dancing to Parquet Courts, who I at that point had never heard about. So I love that you're bringing in these new acts and developing acts instead of spending what must be an enormous amount of money to get, you know, the hugely popular headliners. I love this. And one thing I have to make sure that I got to tell John, I'm so glad you're bringing back that Luminarium because that was so much fun. I mean, I ran through that thing like a little kid a number of times.
That we're going to run through a Luminarium together.
We can do that
this year. So I'm looking forward to that myself.
We can do that. And you know what? I'm going to take a slight break here. Number one, to let the audience know we're listening to Adam Zax, the creator of the Thing Festival at Fort Worden, and also to throw this out there. In a few minutes, we will be doing a ticket giveaway. So there will be two tickets, 2 3-day passes. And I'm going to mention the studio line. Don't call yet because it's not time. It is 360-379-6887. And that's the number you have to call. But wait, because you have to answer a question to win these tickets. These are hot tickets. And I imagine they are selling fast because we have a lot of fans in the area of this particular event, and we've been waiting for quite a long time. I just saw a post from our mayor, David Faber, and he said he was so excited that Wet Leg was coming, and it reminded me that I'm at this point in my life where the mayor of the city I live in is so much cooler than I am. But, and that's actually been the case quite a while here in Port Townsend, but Wet Leg, who knew? I've never heard of him. But
Let's just be clear. Our mayor has performed in a punk band. And so, you know, not that that is any particularly, you know, unusual thing for Port Townsend, but I know he has strong musical interests and some musical talent. And, you know, we're all pretty jazzed about it. Hey, Tim, the question, though, as we make this up on the fly, I'm assuming that's in your head and not about Port Townsend Municipal Code to unlock that set of tickets there. You've got something in mind in terms of the question to get through.
I do. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. And I'll be putting that out, that question and that phone number again in probably 3 minutes or so. But right now, we have Adam Zax. It's such an opportunity to have somebody that's been here to to walk us through what's going on with this. How do we keep up with the new acts that are evolving, Adam?
Well, I mean, the internet is the best way, and there's no shortage of ways to track all of the stuff down. It's all centralized in the Thing website, which is thingnw.org. And we'll be publishing a playlist, periodically to get to know the lineup. As time allows, just check it out while you can and get into this music discovery aspect.
Yeah, and since you mentioned that in 2019 it was really, really quick, and then you were throwing things at the wall, and probably as a music promoter, making a lot of phone calls. And there's been a couple years now. Has this been easier for you, or is there? I'm sensing a pent-up demand for music, for live music. I know I'm there. Has it been easier, harder? How has COVID affected your planning process on this?
Well, like a lot of people in a lot of industries, it completely turned things upside down. And our venues in Seattle, we run three historic venues in Seattle, the Paramount Moore and Neptune Theaters, and those were closed for a year and a half. We had layoffs and furloughs like a lot of places. We got some rescue money from the government. We started to rebuild and we're just about fully restaffed now. But all in the midst of all that, so much uncertainty. And for a while there was seeming like, well, maybe concerts just never come back like we've known them, which is terrifying in my business. But things have come back around and all of our venues are back open. And people are showing up and staying healthy and, lots of testing protocols in place, which worked. And so to answer your question, it's been extra challenging, especially with international artists. There seems to be a higher risk now that they, may or may not be able to make it over. But we've successfully booked some international artists as well and kept that piece in. And so I'm just really grateful that we've got it up and out and there's something to look forward to. And there's a nice reason for hope for people in our region.
Well, truer words were never spoken. Something to look forward to. Lots of people looking forward to this. And again, this is August 26th through 28th. At Ford Warden, and it's time for me to put this out there. Again, that phone number, 360-379-6886. And here's the question. Oh, that's not too hard. I don't think it is, but we'll see. I can dumb it down later if it is. Okay, this year's logo and poster for the Thing Festival prominently includes a well-known, iconic structure from Fort Warden. What is this structure? A hint, this is two words. So the phone number, 360-379-6886. And what is that structure that is in the middle of the Thing Festival poster and logo?
That's a great question, Tim. And I'm sure you're going to be flooded with calls. But that's one of the things that drew my eye right in, actually. I thought, that's very clever. So we can celebrate. I mean, I think just like Adam was saying, we're celebrating new artists and music discovery, but actually rediscovering some of what makes our place unique. And even, that even extends to your big names who are from like, Issaquah. So we could all do some rediscovery.
Yes. And one interesting thing about this festival, and I'm sure that this was iffy for a while for a number of reasons, you have camping at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. Can you speak a little bit about that, Adam?
I can confirm that we do. it's simple setup. For those of you who've seen it, there's basic services and it's mostly car camping. I think there's about 100 spots for RVs with RV hookups. And, it's a 2-block walk to the to Fort Warden. And it actually worked incredibly well last time, so we're looking forward to making improvements there and even doing a better job.
And thank you so much for that. I want to put this out there. Those tickets have been won. And that winner is Siobhan Canty.
No way.
Yep. Awesome. So Don Canty has won two tickets to the Thing Music Festival, courtesy of Adam Zaks and Seattle Theater Group, who is putting this on. And yeah, we have just a couple minutes. John, I don't know if you have any questions or any words of wisdom here that you would like to put out.
Well, I guess just, you know, it's Adam, you and the team have put together an awesome website, and it's quite clear. You can run through the programming by day. I don't know if the schedule is quite out yet, but that's probably pending. Information on how to get here, hopefully. You know, there are some people maybe listening to this broadcast who aren't from Port Townsend or quite, you know, nearby, because we've got such a powerful strength broadcast here. So I just love the little 3-minute video on the page, and all the information's right there. So I would just encourage folks to learn more about it.
Yeah, and I'm just so impressed with really what it takes to put on something of this magnitude, and I'm glad that that we have you and all your years of wisdom behind putting on such a large gathering. I mean, it's a matter of, geez, I look at the artwork, I look at the dynamics of putting this on, the changing landscape, the knowledge of human behavior, the knowledge of music. There's a lot going on here, and all of us are send out a big thank you to you for the work you've done on this.
Oh, that's really nice, and thank you for the warm welcome at Port Townsend. You know, I live in a small community with maybe a similar makeup, and so I understand the trepidation which, you know, sometimes these big events can cause. A lot of people move to, you know, beautiful spots like Vashon, where I live, and Port Townsend to get away from the noise and the activity. So I just want to express that I can fully appreciate that. And I hope we, you know, continue to earn the trust of the community.
Well, thank you so much, Adam. And again, those tickets have been given away. One last question for you, Adam. What happened to that rooster? I hope it's nothing bad. I mean, it just disappeared.
He did quiet down. He also just reminded me to mention that kids are 12 and under are free again, which is incredible. It's very, very unusual in the festival landscape, and single day tickets are available to make this you know, a bit more affordable and accessible for more people.
And that's an important point. And you know, for two glorious days in 2019, the median age here in Port Townsend dropped precipitously. And I mean, it was like downtown Amsterdam here, which I'm so looking forward to seeing that again. Thank you, Zach. And thank you, John Morrow, and everybody involved with this.
Hey, thanks, Zach. Great to meet you. Thank you. And I can't wait. And I think nor can my 7-year-old rocker, who's really excited for the lineup.
Thanks, guys.